Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Dire Straits bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me, for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend Marjorie Jobe, the author of Business Law Battle Plan for Entrepreneurs, Protect Your Company from Lawyers, Lawsuits, and Legal Disasters. And that's, Marjorie's one of the resident attorneys in our brain trust. Marjorie, tell us again how we can find you online, how we can find your book.
MarjorieJobe.com. My book can be found on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
And it's an award-winning book. It's an award-winning book, too. So, and,
yes,
and of course, as my audience knows, Marjorie, nothing but the best for my guys.
That's right.
For my folks. No chopped liver here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Marjorie, give us some other example. Give us another example you're on an EEOC role. Are we picking on the EEOC? You know, some of the things that you've mentioned, Marjorie, some of the cases you've mentioned here have sounded like they had merit.
Well, let me just say that if there is not another side to this story, they certainly do. But all you hear in these press releases are the side of the employee in this particular action.
Mm-hmm.
And so just like I mentioned on this $55,000 settlement, that could easily be a business decision on a part of the company
and
not
is that
to go
press
forward
release,
with litigation.
Does that press release go out to the press? Really?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
So here's the problem. Let's say that now you told us of at least two cases.
That's
both
right.
Of them sounded plausible. Both of them sound like the defendant or the plaintiff, I should say, had a reason to bring the case. But let's say that one of them wasn't. Pick one. I don't care. One of them, let's say, was totally without merit. That was just the plaintiff's side of the story that got put out in the press release. So here's this company that didn't do anything wrong. And all of a sudden in the newspaper one morning, they wake up and the newspaper's printing the copy of the press release that shows them as being a bunch of dirty, rotten dogs.
That's right. That's exactly what happens.
And so never mind what it's going to cost me to defend myself. I've spent 30 years building a brand, and in one morning's newspaper, all that's shot to heck.
Because you made a business decision not to fight and go forward with the litigation because...
You mean not to settle?
To settle, because if you are litigating a case from start to finish, then your legal bills can be anywhere from $60,000 to a couple hundred
thousand. But if you didn't do anything wrong, settling sounds like you're guilty.
Well, it all boils down to the business decision.
And so basically, if you want to protect your image, they've got you hostage.
That's right. They do. And in particularly,
what's wrong about this press release thing.
That's right. And what's to be taken away by your listeners from this last one we discussed on the sexual harassment is that if you do not have a sexual harassment policy in writing and you don't train
right.
on it,
yeah.
then it that alone is cause for the EEOC to interpret your behavior
yeah.
in a
yeah.
bad
yeah.
light.
Mm-hmm.
So the more
we sure talked about this. We've sure talked about this many times before, folks, about having the policy in place, because if you don't, it seems by not having a policy, that's the sin of omission and a presumption. And in some ways, as you can see, it's a presumption of guilt.
Yes, and here's the next one that is shocking, especially for companies that have a small number of employees, and that is Terminix International, which is the major exterminator firm. In
right.
Memphis, they agreed to pay $80,000 to settle an EEOC pregnancy discrimination lawsuit. And in this case, what happened was this lady who worked there was a pest technician, and she became pregnant, and she informed her manager that she could not be around pesticides
right.
while she was pregnant.
Right.
And so the company honored her restriction for about 6 weeks and put her on a different position to do. And then they forced her to take medical leave and then eventually discharged her because they claimed they didn't have enough work for her to perform with that restriction.
Right.
And so she went to the EEOC. The EEOC filed the lawsuit. And then it resulted in a settlement of the lawsuit. And let me just say, it doesn't stop there. When the EEOC gets involved, they not only require the payment of money for damages to the individual, but they will require you to adopt more policies, have
mm-hmm.
audits, do compliance
reporting. And they're going to become frequent visitors.
That's right. And so the money bleeding of the company on the bottom line doesn't stop with the $80,000.
So the answer is make sure that you've got the right kind of policies, the current and contemporary policies that fit the dangers that are out there.
That's right. Exactly.
But it's also good management, too.
Yes,
I mean,
it does.
Forget that. It's good management. And have your people sign that they understand and understand the policies, too, right?
That's exactly right.
Hey, Marjorie, we got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Thanks for the heads up, for the warning, for the scare that you put into us. Maybe it'll motivate some other folks. And we're glad that you're going to be spending more time with us and helping us to educate us more about this. Thanks for being here.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Marjorie Jobe, ladies and gentlemen, MarjorieJobe.com is her website. Check it out. She'll be back real soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I want to thank you, small business owners. You're my heroes. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.